So hello and welcome. You've reached the Erica Glessing Show, where we do 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and light workers. And my next guest helps people change their weight, but he does it in such a cool way. He's a bit different than the norm. So welcome, Pete Weintraub.
Hey, how are you doing? Thanks for having me on, Erica.
Yeah, so you're up around the east coast of USA, it sounds like, huh?
Yeah, I live in Levittown on Long Island, so that's in New York, and that's on the border of the two counties in Long Island, Nassau and Suffolk County, so yeah, on the east coast.
Yeah, I can sort of hear that in your voice. You know, the last person I interviewed was from Ireland, and she had such a fun brogue. I love trying to guess. So let's just start with kind of the horrible part of just growing up with extra weight and how mean kids can be to each other, and how that experience kind of shaped your life.
Yeah, so when I started off on my journey, I was never an athletic kid, so my parents tried to get me to play Little League and youth soccer, and when I was a child, I had no interest. In fact, one of my most vivid memories from early on was being kicked off the practice field because I was throwing a temper tantrum. So I had no interest in that, and I led a very sedentary childhood, but for some reason, my parents still signed me up for a summer day camp, and it was a sporty camp.
So, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so most of the activities were sports-related. So it was one of those things where the two jockeyest kids in the group would pick teams, and I was always among the last ones picked. And they make fun of me for my lack of productivity on the field. And it was very, very difficult. On top of that, too, I used to bring two shirts with me to camp, one to wear during the day and one to wear to the pool, because the right. kids would make me feel so ashamed of, you know, taking my shirt off and going into the pool. So that really did shape me quite a bit, because when I did start my journey in my early teens, part of it, in all honesty, was out of spite. I wanted to get back at them and show them, you know, I'm going to be in better shape, and you know, I'm going to get into a point where I'm better than you. And that worked to an extent, and that is how my weight loss journey started.
Wow. Yeah. I think it's so interesting when we look at, like, just some of the myths about happiness, too. Because, you know, for me, I've been happy at all different weights, you know? like, it's kind of a myth when you look at, like, the weight is this perfect indicator of everything. But I think it's really unfortunate when you can't kind of take it into your own hands. So maybe tell us how you kind of discovered something that was more sustainable.
Right. So it all kind of started in college. So I mentioned the childhood obesity aspect. I started playing sports eventually. I grew into my weight, and I didn't gain a freshman 15 in college, but I gained a sophomore 70, the first 3 months of my sophomore year. So my metabolism, which worked well with just activity, just went. So it was then trying to find a nutrition methodology, because I was still very active, but I couldn't lose the weight. So I tried the eat less, exercise more mentality with calorie counting and portion control. And that really only got me so far. After 4 months and 40 pounds, I was stuck for over 2 years. And it took a buddy of mine turning me on to the paleo diet. And while I don't subscribe to that entirely anymore, I saw that there were other methods of dieting that didn't include the quantity of the food that you're eating. So I began to eat and focus more on a quality perspective, and that seemed to resonate better with me, and just, I guess, intuitively it resonated better, and the weight just started coming off at that point. And I do the same thing with fitness too. Instead of doing chest and back day or leg day and dragging myself to a gym, there are some days where when it's nice, I'll go for a run, or I'll do yoga at a local park. Sometimes I'll go to a gym, but I really try and listen to my body and mix it up. And when I started doing that, that's when I found what worked for me, not just to lose the 100 pounds that I needed to lose, but also to keep it off for several years since then.
When you first start listening to those whispers, or start listening, it seems like for me, like, there'll be a place where everything will kind of work, and then I'll kind of double take back into comfortable.
Right, absolutely. And that's something that's very difficult to overcome. And I actually tell my followers, you know, my email list clients, that there was a period when I got down to single digit body fat and had abs for the first time in my life, I did get complacent. And so I kind of threw everything out the window. I was still working with people in this. It was crazy. And in a month, I gained 15 pounds, just literally throwing it out the window. I've since remedied that. But that was around the time where I changed my mentality, because up until that point, I mentioned earlier, that I was kind of doing this out of spite, that everyone who doubted me or made fun of me, that was my fuel, that was my motivation. Right. But then when I got there, it was like, well, what's next? And I let myself go. And then I realized I have to do this for me. You know, this is my lifeline. This is what I do to help people. I need to walk the walk and not just talk the talk.
Gotcha.
And when I did that, I noticed that I was a much happier person, and I was able to inspire my clients in a better way and be more transparent about my struggles, because, you know, you mentioned that I do things a little differently. It isn't just the physical stuff, whether it's nutrition or fitness. It's also getting your mind right around how important your health is to you. And I didn't realize that until over the last couple of years. So yeah, wow. You're 100% right. That is something a lot of people are at risk of.
Now, let's just talk for a minute, because my podcast also talks to business, because it's entrepreneurs and light workers. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about how to grow a business using, you know, with health, or tell me a little bit about how you've been able to build a nice, fun business with it.
Yeah, so when I started, it was a grassroots mentality. It really was Craigslist. I started local. I got some local clients, and then I just Googled. At the time when I started my business, it was just general personal training. Over time, I realized I enjoyed weight loss a lot more. So I just found free profiles, and they have this too for many other health practitioners and many other entrepreneurs, free profiles where people can find their local personal trainer, or dietitian, or whatever it is. And people started finding me that way. In time, when I started doing paid traffic and things like that, I realized that my passion, what I'm good at, is writing. I really like to write. I do video and podcasts too, but writing is my specialty. So I started blogging and posting it in a bunch of different places. And that's
I love blogging.
Yeah,
I feel like blogging is, you know, it's one of those things that people kind of give up on because they can't figure out how it's helping them. But I find blogging, because for my podcast, it gets a daily blog post. Mm-hmm. That's just so cool. It's like I've had more response from having that daily post. Mm-hmm. It's surprising.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Doing it daily or almost every day at the very least is key, especially these days with the algorithms on the different social media.
Yeah. Platforms. And you can set it all up ahead of time. You don't have to do it daily. You just, like, I don't do podcast interviews daily. I have a daily podcast.
Right.
But I stack the interviews if I'm going out of town or something, and then I could just have them all roll, which is so fun. So exactly. That's just awesome. So we're kind of nearing towards our end. So maybe just tell me, like, what's kind of one of your more favorite stories of someone that's changed their weight working with you?
For sure. So I had a client very recently, actually. We just got her to her goal in January of this year. Her name was Laura. She had two kids in the span of 3 years. And prior to giving birth and having her children, she was very, very active. She was running marathons. She was doing Ironmans. Like, she was insanely fit. But after she had the two kids, she just couldn't lose the weight no matter what she did. And she just couldn't get back to where she wanted to be. So we kind of dissected everything from the mindset to the nutrition to the fitness, designed a program around her. She lost 50 pounds. And now she's in better shape now than she was before she had kids. I don't know if any are on the way, but that was one of the better stories, just, you know, helping someone who felt lost and out of touch with both her body and herself kind of rein it in and get back to where she was.
Well, and what I just hear, kind of one of the themes, feels like customizing is so valuable, like really listening to what works for you versus what might just be cookie cutter.
Right, absolutely. And I tell my clients, especially from the fitness side too, you don't have to do, there's no magic fitness methodology, CrossFit, yoga, whatever. There's no magic wand. One is not better than the other. What matters is that you find something that you enjoy and that resonates with you and that you stay consistent with it. And by doing that, you'll see much better, more sustainable results over time.
Thank you so much for coming on my podcast, Pete. How can we reach you and find out more about what you do?
Yeah, if you'd like, feel free to check me out at weightlossbypete.com. And if you're interested in having me help you to take back your life and lose weight for good, I have strategy calls which you'll be able to get on the homepage.
Awesome. Thanks for coming.
Not a problem, Erica. Thanks for having me.